T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I know a lot of people in Wichita in particular watch the NBA kind of from afar this time of the year. I think people, Shane, get into it once the playoffs roll around. I think you and I are both a little bit more NBA-centric, really enjoy watching it and following it. And, of course, there's a lot of reasons to do so, and one of the big ones was Landry Shamet. What a fun night for him last night. Look, the Sixers are a playoff team. They have the best home record in basketball. He's draining threes like it's nobody's business on his way to a career high. And what a fun night for him. And what a great affirmation of the choice that he made to go pro.
Yeah, we were just talking about here in the studio this morning before we went on, that seemingly everybody in Wichita thought Landry Shamet needs to come back for one more year. He's not ready for the NBA. And all he did was hit 8 three-pointers, a Philadelphia rookie record, 29 points in 24 minutes, and only took 15 shots to get it.
Yeah.
Off the bench, I mean, by the way.
He's one of the leading three-point shooters in all of the NBA. He's the top rookie three-point shooter in the NBA. And he's playing and contributing to a team that has deep aspirations in the playoffs.
And that was the other thing. Okay, it was great that he was drafted in the first round, but he's going to Philadelphia, and they got a zillion good players. How's he going to get minutes? Well,
plus they picked up Jimmy Butler.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you know, that was even before they picked up Jimmy Butler. But he's getting minutes. Now, it was helped by the fact that J.J. Redick didn't play last night. But still, it's just... It's just awesome.
Yeah, it is. Good for him.
Great stuff. Really fun to follow and really cheering for him. And then, Shane, something happened last night that just goes to show you, if you're a shooter, then do it. Klay Thompson, 43 points on 4 dribbles. That was his 43-4 night. 43 points, and he used 4 dribbles to get those 43 points. You talk about a guy that can catch and shoot.
That's half incredible and half indictment on the team that's playing him.
Yeah, yes, isn't that the truth?
Run him off the line, for crying out loud. But we're talking about
the something. Knicks. Do something. Yeah. But then he did end up, you're talking about the Knicks, of course. But he backdoored and made good, strong cuts, which, and look, I know I'm grumpy old guy and get off my lawn guy. I'd love to see young players do more of this. You know, move without the basketball.
Yeah. And the Warriors do that like nobody else. Yeah.
Oh, my God. They do it great. And, I mean, if the Warriors are doing it, you might want to think about, you know, being a part of your repertoire.
Maybe you should try. Yeah.
Cutting to the basket. Doing things. Yep. So, anyway, just thought that was an interesting stat. 43 points on 4 dribbles.
That's a pretty good nugget right there.
Pretty good. So anyway, so it goes. Mike Pelfrey becomes the pitching coach at Wichita State. I think that we're both really excited about this, excited for Mike, hopefully excited for the program. I don't know where the Shocks fall this year. They lost a lot of people. And, I mean, where they fall in the American, is this a team in kind of mid-range in the American this year? We're going to find out soon enough, I suppose. But what an opportunity opening up. And you never know when opportunities are going to be there. And this is what Mike Pelfrey wants to do moving forward after a very, you know, nice major league career. Now he gets to do something or other that I think is truly in his heart. And I think it's great.
Yeah. And he took on a mentor role over his last handful of years in the big leagues. There was a cool story on the Roundhouse written by Paul Sullentrop, who asked Pelfrey about a time that he was in Oakland, and either the bus was leaving for the yard or it was time to go stretch or something, and one of the younger pitchers wasn't there. He was late, and the pitching coach told Pelfrey, you need to figure this out. Find out what happened. And Pelf's like, why me? You're the pitching coach. He's like, nope, this is your staff. You don't want me to handle this. You handle it. And from then on, it was like, all right.
That's interesting.
You know, yeah. And he, with the Tigers and the White Sox especially, was kind of another coach. And that's when he started kind of wrapping his head around, you know, what it takes to be a coach. And then that piqued his interest. And then Mike Steele's sudden resignation kicked the door open. And you used the word excited. There was nothing but excitement in that room yesterday between Todd Butler, Mike Pelfrey, Brent Chemnitz was there, Gene was there.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was a very well-attended press conference. And Mike started it by thanking Newman University because he was there prior to his opportunity to come in WSU when Steele resigned. Here's what he said about Newman University and Wichita State.
Before I get going, I need to thank Newman University and Zane Ealing, you know, for giving me the opportunity to coach at Newman. I think Todd would agree that if I didn't have that year and a half of that experience, I don't think I'd be here today. So I'm very, very thankful for that opportunity to jump straight into coaching from playing that they gave me. I'm also very thankful for WSU and Todd for giving me this opportunity. And, you know, when he called me the other day and he asked me if I was interested, I couldn't get the words 100% out of my mouth fast enough.
That was kind of the quote of the press conference. And I don't believe we'll hear from Todd, but he started it off with the great day to be a Shocker thing. And you could tell he really believed it and really meant it. There was a shot in the arm feel to that press conference that was started off by Todd Butler, of course, and then handed it over to Mike. This next cut, he talks about his excitement for the job.
Growing up in Wichita, coming to the game, seeing the support that the community gave Wichita State, the atmosphere at the games. I remember at Heights High School, I couldn't get out of practice fast enough to get over here and watch these games. So this has always been a dream of mine. I'm extremely thankful for this opportunity. I know when I came here as a player, I got to play for a legend and Gene Stephenson. You know, obviously one of the most successful college coaches in the history of the game. JT, it was an honor. I got to work under Brent Chemnitz, best pitching coach in the country.
And he talked about Brent a lot. I'm not sure how much he will specifically talk to Brent or text or whatever, but I imagine it'll be a bunch. And
I would imagine
within the last week it'll be a bunch, or it has been a bunch. And the other thing that you and I talked about, I think it was yesterday, is how many professional pitching coaches has he, you know, been mentored by?
Yes.
Dozens, all the way up the chain. Now, he didn't spend very much time in the minor leagues, obviously, but between roving pitching instructors when you encounter them in the minor leagues and your pitching coaches everywhere along the way, and then Dan Worthen with the Mets and, Don Cooper, I think, was with the White Sox. He's got dozens and dozens of people at his disposal to help him out. I'm sure he'll wear them all out because, it's, you know, a guy in his mid-30s getting a Division I pitching coach job, he's got a lot to soak in. And he was asked about working with the players that are currently on the roster for Wichita State and trying to catch up because he's only got about 5 weeks. Here's what he had to say about working with the players.
I've been talking to Todd. I think maybe some players here are maybe they're unsure of themselves or not quite totally confident in themselves. And that's the thing that Brent was so good at. You know, bringing a young kid in here and building him up and making him believe that he's a world beater and he can do anything he wants in this game. Which brings me to this spot. The last couple of days I've been going over arm care. I've been going over the throwing program, bullpen routine, all this stuff. And Mike Steele left me in a very good spot. Left me in a spot that this is not an overhaul on the pitching staff. All the work's done. The programs are in place. I have to do what Brent did and hype these kids up because I've watched video. These kids are extremely talented, extremely gifted, and I understand the mental side of this. If I can make them believe in themselves and trust their stuffs, sky's the limit.
There's an instant credibility factor in play here with Mike Pelfrey as your pitching coach.
Totally.
The guy was a 12-year big leaguer and former first-round draft pick and played at Wichita State. There's no possible word that can come out of his mouth that could be construed as by a player anywhere along the line that I'm not going to buy in, or he doesn't know what he's talking about. So
you suppose he'll call Rick Peterson and pick his brain a little bit? Mm. There may be some guys that
Brent
you
wouldn't.
Don't call.
Yeah.
No, Brent wouldn't. Yeah. Rick Peterson, not exactly Brent's favorite.
Right.
Right. Tried to make Mike a kind of a sinker ball guy.
You could learn how not to do it by some of the coaches.
Exactly.
You
can learn as much from that as you can from what worked, right?
If you're Todd Butler, would you have had any apprehension whatsoever to reach out and offer him the job? And if so, what would it be? What would it have been? Because it's already happened.
I don't know what it would have been. And I think Mike's point on the experience that he got coaching at a D2 level with a good program at Newman is, I think that's valuable because it at least puts you, at least you get to you got to change the way you view things. Because when you're in the big leagues, you have a certain view of hitters and you have a certain view of pitchers but you're talking about guys at the highest level. So I would imagine it is a little bit of a challenge, Shane, and you could probably speak to this better than anyone, to kind of refit your view to go back to where you were, 13, 14, 15 years ago as a college pitcher, with the anxiety of learning how to pitch and trying to find confidence and deal with all of the things that you're dealing with for the first time, being away from home and all of these things. Mike can relate to that, but it's been a little while. So I would imagine the experience that he got at Newman was probably pretty important.
And the changes since he was a player in college until now will only benefit him, at least on paper, with all the different technology that Wichita State now has as opposed to back then. It was more of an old school university back when he played, and certainly when you and I played, as it is now. There, videos, launch angle.
Sure.
Bled over into college baseball, but that's just more and more tools at your disposal to help make you a better coach, in theory.
You know, Shane, let me ask you this, because Mike was a power guy, and he pitched downhill at Wichita State, had great leverage and threw the ball, obviously with great size. And I think from that standpoint, he kind of falls right into the mold of his experience with the guys that they have on staff now. And I don't know a lot about this staff, but I know the types of guys that they've tried to recruit. And they've generally tried to recruit, correct me if I'm wrong, guys that throw downhill and line up some power arms. I would imagine that's something that Mike can probably go from right from the get-go.
Well,
I'm guessing
Mike was a power guy here, but don't forget that he was one of the best control pitchers in the history of the program, which is why I have deemed him the best pitcher ever to come through the program because of his combination of velocity and location. The guy never walked anybody and struck out everybody if he wanted to. He didn't visit the middle of the plate very often with plus stuff. So he can kind of speak to both the finesse guy or the power guy, because frankly he was it all rolled into one. All right, one more little clip here. It's interesting that a mid-30s guy, pretty fresh out of the big leagues, seemingly has already landed his dream job. Here's what he said about that.
This is my dream job. Getting back into coaching, this is what I wanted to do. It's the reason I went back to school, and it was to be at Wichita State. So I'm extremely thankful for the opportunity and the chance to give back to the program that has given me so much. This place has obviously changed my life, and I'm extremely thankful for this, and I'm looking forward to getting going.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
It's just so good to hear that.
And it was that, there was that kind of excitement. And,
yeah, that's awesome.
Know, everybody was kind of on the edge of their seat yesterday afternoon. So,
yeah.
It was, I would say, by all measures, a pretty successful press conference. You talk about winning the press conference, he was probably victorious in the press conference yesterday.
Well, good.
So
I'm really happy for him. It's great. Now, go out and become a go out and figure out gay ways to win games because
and
that's
you
next.
Know he's going to unlike I won't say unlike Mike Steele, but Brent's a product of, or Mike is a product of Brent Chemnitz. So there's going to be a lot of Brent Chemnitz, you would imagine, in the messages delivered by Mike Pelfrey.
He probably has Brent's DVD, doesn't he? I mean,
whether he wants it or not. Brent's not above sending videos and DVDs unsolicited, so yeah, Mike's probably
there's a
got
lot of wisdom there, though.
Oh, there
and
is.
He's, yeah, he'd be wise, and I don't even doubt this, that he'll be very wise to use that avenue of communication. I don't think there's any, while he's forming it in his own image,
sure.
Which is
you gotta
exactly
be yourself.
What he should
you
be
gotta
doing.
Be yourself
yeah,
here,
you
too.
You gotta be you.
Yep.
Gotta be you. So there you go. All right, good stuff. Best of wishes to Mike Pelfrey, who's without question one of our favorites. All right, OTD, on this day in history coming up, it is January 9th. It happened on this day in sports, courtesy of Superior Rents, and it's coming up next right here as we finish up a Wednesday edition of Sports Daily. Shane and Bruce right here on your sports station, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.